FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. It's that time of the month. It is March 2nd. That means it's time for Mickey Fulp's monthly major market review for February of 2018. Mickey, hey, it's getting to be a habit.
It is a habit. It's a habit that's gone on now for, 7 years, I guess, Gary.
Going on, yeah. Pretty close. Time flies, right?
Right. When you're having fun.
Yeah. Hey, we're having fun.
Now, the markets, we finally got our correction, Gary, in the first week of February. All markets, U.S., Canadian, world markets, basically took a 10% correction. It's been very volatile ever since on concerns with U.S. dollar inflation, U.S. treasury rates, et cetera, but the markets quickly made a 6% recovery the following week, and they've kind of vacillated since then. The Dow closed the month at 2529 for a little bit more than 4% loss. S&P 500, 2714 for less than a 4% loss. NASDAQ was only down 2%, closed at 7273. The big tech companies have been doing quite well compared to the rest of the market. And finally, the Russell 2000 down a little bit more than 4% to close at 1512. Bear in mind that these markets came off record highs at the end of January.
We always knew there was going to be a correction, and it came. It came a lot faster than anyone was anticipating, and we'll see how long it lasts for till we start breaking into new highs. If we do, onward to the rest of the markets.
About the same for the Toronto Stock Exchange, down a little bit more than 3% on the month. It had considerably underperformed, and it's about 5% underwater for the year. Close at 15,443. Toronto Venture Exchange did not have a good month, not necessarily related to the major markets, but some bubbles burst over the month. The cryptos, the weed stocks, lithium at month's end, that index closed at 829, down 4%. But get this, volumes are one half of their highs in mid-January when intraday high was 940. This is usually a very strong time for junior resource stocks. So the fact that the first couple of months of the year have not been is certainly of concern. The emerging market index behaved like most other world markets, was down 3.3% to end at 12.13. And finally, the VIX. This is all about volatility, very volatile markets this month. The first of the month, the volatility index, the VIX, was at 13.5. And that was a considerable high over the last, 11 or 12 months. But it doubled for the month. At one point on the 5th of February, it hit 37 on the VIX. It closed the month at 19.85, but basically is two times the volatility of 2017. Of course, we welcome volatility from this desk.
Yes, we do. Hey, another interesting thing about the VIX is they're under investigation, a number of the firms, because they're saying that the average Joe investor doesn't really understand what the VIX is about. If you were short the VIX, it was a damn near-death experience for your portfolio. Intraday, one day, it was up to 51, Mickey.
Yeah, well, the problem here is that these people that probably don't belong in the market get sold derivatives of derivatives, and that's what this short VIX leveraged. There were three or four of these funds leveraged to the VIX, and that's well and good when there's no volatility, but these couple of these things went bankrupt, and buyer beware there, Kerry. I don't have a lot of sympathy for folks like that in the market, but there have been some charges that thrown about coming out of the SEC that the VIX is being manipulated. Well, all markets are manipulated. Get over it.
Yeah. Tell me something new. Why don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
So Yeah, the VIX, we could probably look forward to even more volatility there coming up. And, you know, just who knows? It's we're kind of getting in uncharted territory here, if you will. But going to our money rates here, the dollar is back, you know, just when you thought.
Well, the dollar was very volatile over the months, too. Mid-month, it was at a low of 88.6. And going down our chart, it's been a really long time. We go back to November of 2014, more than 3 years since we've had a dollar index that low. But it's up and down all month. It actually finished at the month-long high at 90.6. Extreme volatility in the currency markets too. Dollar index up 1.7%. Of course, the euro is down 1.7% because it comprises something on the order of 55-56% of DXY. A lot of this has been driven by inflation fears and rising interest rates on the 10-year bond, once again, up significantly over the month, 2.87%. That is now at a 19% gain on 2018. So a lot of this market volatility and the edginess in the markets, not only driven by Trump's continual turmoil in office, but also fears of inflation and rate and interest rate hikes. And finally, we go to the most volatile. Boy, it's not a currency. I don't even know what to call it.
A wannabe
financial
currency.
Instrument, let's say.
A wannabe currency.
Bitcoin. Extreme volatility over the month. On the 5th of February, hit a low of 6,100 on the 20th of February, it hit a high of 11,668. It actually calmed down a bit at the end of the month, closed the month at 10,368 for a 2% gain. And we'll leave it there. I'm tired of talking about Bitcoin.
It's good Fibonacci numbers there, though, right?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. And on the crypto and the weed bubbles, too, those all hit their 61.8% retractment. So,
to exactly what you'd expect. So, onto the metals, not exactly a stellar month for them as well.
Well, very correlated to the dollar index. So, we already told you the dollar index was up 1.7% over the month. Gold was down 2% over the month. So, the 50-day correlation coefficient on February 28th, going back 50 days for gold and DXY, was a negative 0.9. That's just, you know, 1.0 is perfect. So, really, for a number of months, essentially, when Trump was elected, as goes the dollar, so goes in a negative fashion gold. Gold closed the month at 1318 for a 2% loss. Silver continues to underperform, closed the month at 1639 for over a 5% loss. Get this, once again, the gold-silver ratio is above 80. That's a buy signal for silver. Platinum lost almost 2% over the month, really tracked gold at 981, the one that bucked the trend for some unknown reason, which we'll speculate about here in a few seconds. Palladium closed at 1032, up 0.8%. Now, at mid-month, the platinum to palladium ratio was at par. And we predicted that. It's now at 0.95. Part of the downturn in platinum toward the end of the month came about because the European Union is now considering banning diesel cars, and that's the biggest demand. And we've talked about this before, about platinum is has to be used in catalytic converters. Palladium doesn't work. So those two markets are still a little bit in limbo, and it hasn't quite panned out yet what we think is going to happen. And that's that if this ratio stays below 1.0 much longer, manufacturers are going to very easily convert their catalytic converters for gasoline engines into for using more platinum, which is a much better catalyst than palladium is. Finally, copper had a very volatile month. It went as high as 323 twice, went as low as 306, closed at 313. Part of this volatility was because of the Chinese New Year mid-month, but also Trump keeps rattling the cages about the U.S. is going into a trade war. It was past the end of the month, but yesterday the markets were in turmoil once again as he announced tariffs on steel and aluminum, trying to get at the Chinese. So we'll see where copper goes from here. You know, it's been pretty much range bound between the 305 and say 325 for a number of months here. And we need it to break out above 330 to continue what I think is a bull market for copper coming.
Hey, and just going back to platinum, the German High Court came down with a ruling right at the end of the month saying basically that their provinces or states, whatever they call them, have the right to ban diesel vehicles and diesel engines. So that's further led to some uncertainty because the German automakers have billions, tens of billions, maybe hundreds of billions invested in diesel vehicles, diesel passenger vehicles. So again, another reason for the source of weakness in platinum, but probably is not going to last at this point.
I would agree, Carrie. Let's go on to energy, Carrie. WTI had a very volatile month with a high greater than $65 at the beginning of the month, a low below 60 in mid-month. It's all about U.S. shale. We broke a record set in November of 1970, 47 years ago, well over 10 million barrels a day. The WTI to Brent arbitrage continues to narrow. We had Brent close the month at $65.77 for a 4.7% loss. WTI closed the month at $61.64 for, once again, a 4.7% loss. Meanwhile, as we approach the end of heating season, Henry Hub hit a 13-month low, closed at $2.73 for a 14% loss. Meanwhile, uranium is mucking about the doldrums for the foreseeable future, closed the month at $21.63 for a 25-cent loss.
All right. Yeah. So perhaps uranium is making a base now, and we might see some movement later on in the year. And now we shoot off to the ratios, one of which you already mentioned, but I think it bears mentioning again.
Yeah, gold silver finished the month at 80.4. It's 1 point in the month. It was above 81. Platinum to gold still near historic lows at 0.74. Platinum, palladium, we already mentioned at 0.95.
We pretty much covered the important ratios here. If you had to sum up the month, it's the return of volatility, isn't it?
It certainly is, and we embrace volatility. I wrote a piece about that 6 or 7 years ago entitled exactly that. It gives us entry and exit points and allows us to make money in markets.
Yeah, and that ratio silver to gold is pretty pronounced there. So that bears looking at and paying attention to. That's it for this month. Hey, check out Mickey's work over at mercenarygeologist.com, and you find him on his Twitter feed at mercenarygeo. We're, of course, located at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. The Twitter feed's at Carrie Lutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Mickey, we will catch up with you next month.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.